Hello, my name is Mike Matthews, the host of the longest-running self-produced daily podcast by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica in Podcastro Valley, the last place on Earth here at Cafe. Anyway, it is Mike's Daily Podcast, FF episode 3090. I can't believe that now the fairs are starting. They're all starting. In fact, there's one not too far away from Podcastro Valley in San Mateo, the San Mateo County Fair, is happening through June 8th. I got a little press release about it saying that they're thrilled to, you know, it's always funny to see what bands become fair bands after. Of course, you have a lot of country acts that were big in the 90s that, and maybe even in the O's, that became fair bands. But then there is the fair bands now, like Everclear, Father of Mine, dun, dun, dun. Let's go out to the ocean, dun, everything is wonderful now, dun, 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 dun. Better than Ezra, I believe the sun and everything, and one of my favorites by them was ba 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 Juicy and Hoobastank. They had that song, The Reason, that got played over and over. Yeah, I know they got other songs, but The Reason is You. Immediately following the performances will be a brand new drone light show. Yes, the drone light shows. That's going to be a thing. That's going to be, you know, maybe that's a good thing, and that instead of fireworks. Because don't they say that the fireworks, when they explode, they freak out all the animals and they freak out our dogs? We've known that for decades. I lost a dog back in the early 80s. Maybe it was the late 70s because of all the fireworks that were happening in Van Nuys, California. We lost our beloved Toy Toy. It was part husky, part German Shepherd. Wonderful dog. And she ran away because of the fireworks. Although my mom later thought that maybe she was dog-napped. Ugh, it's horrible. So I've always been very leery about the fireworks. And so these drones, a little bit quieter. Beautiful to watch, though. Utterly amazing. And let's see. It says here to click here for other information. This is not a virus. Good. Let's see. Any other bands? Nope. But it's on the SF Peninsula. And there is, of course, they push the food. The big time, I'm sure, way overpriced food, because, yeah, those prices sure came down when the new president got elected. Yep. Thank you. Inflation's gone and the restaurant prices are now back to normal. Woohoo. Nope, they're not. Still through the roof. But you can get things like corn dogs. I talked to somebody the other day that I work with talking about how the best corn dog he ever had was at Disneyland. I don't know what made it the best, but that was the thing. And I'm thinking, now there are some overpriced foods in Disneyland, I'm sure. That was the way it was back when I was a kid. So it must be 20 times worse, and it's overpriced to get in. And it's just a great life to lead if you are a Disney fanatic. If you are over 50 and still a Disney fanatic, I know you believe that you're never too old to be a kid, or too, yeah, is that the expression? Wasn't that one of the amusement parks used to say that, where you can always be a kid no matter what? No. Now, at some point, you got to realize, stop going. Your kids are grown up. Stop going. It is a kid thing. It is a, even in your teen years, you've outgrown it. You've got to move on and let it go. Hey, that sounds like something Disney related. It is, sadly. And that's Mike's Daily Podcast, where we go into the cafe anyway, and I open the door for you. Let's go. Let it go. Let us go in is, I guess, what I'm trying to say. Ha! Goodbye, everybody. Cafe. Anyway, welcome to Cafe. Anyway, it's Mike Matthews.
It's Mike's Daily Podcast.
That's right. Episode 3090. 3090. And Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley.
Daily Podcast.
The last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Not America. I guess it's America, but with topicas. And I say, I am singing with this incredible voice, and people are walking around going, hey, do I have a choice to listen to the greatest podcast on planet Earth called Mike's Daily Podcast? In fact, I do.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
And I shall. But Americans may be tripping because of that. And they're going on trips. Many Americans are expected to be on the move
Daily
rather than staying
podcast.
Local.
Yeah.
For barbecues. About 1.4 million people more. People than last year are anticipated to go more than 50 miles from home this summer, at the beginning of the summer, breaking the record for travelers that were set in 2005 that were traveling from Memorial Day weekend on. It's incredible that many people traveling on the roads saying, hey, I sure could feel like going through a drive-through and eating some food that's way high in calories and bad for me, but it's called road tripping food. Road food. And that's when everything, that's when all those YouTubers that I watch that do all this traveling, all this driving all across America, they eat such horrible food. They stop at these diners. And, you know, I understand Guy Fieri made his whole billions and millions and quadrillions of dollars talking about diners, dives, and drive-thrus and all that, and starting his own restaurants, and people flock to the restaurants going, ooh, this is going to be delicious. And one YouTuber I watched who ate at his place in Las Vegas said the wait time was long, and they...
And here's today's podcast picture.
They took my food away before I was done eating it, and it was not Flavor Town, the TM trademark. The podcast picture is not of any of that. It is of, I guess, me, because I should be represented in some form on this podcast since my name is on it. And I was over there at Heron Bay in San Leandro over the weekend, and you can see a picture at mikesdailypodcast.com. Nice sunny day. It was warm, but right by the bay, you get the nice breeze, and it's cool, and I love that about the Bay Area. It's probably why lots of people love that and why there's so many people here and it's so expensive. And the late great Basil the Boxer and I used to go to this spot all the time. Walk through around here and he'd get in the water a little bit and he'd bark at the waves. It was the only time I ever saw him kind of swim. He didn't go in the ocean. The waves were too big. But there in the bay, he was brave. He'd go in there and loved it. Get all full of that whatever water is in the bay. Get all, you know, with the waves crashing and moving, at least whatever bad stuff is moving around and maybe not staying right where you are, so you have a better chance of not getting the bad stuff on you, is my theory, my rationale, which I've not proven. So is it a theory if it's proven, or do you prove the theory to make a law? Is that what it was in science class? I think so. Anyway, cafe, anyway, we're here. And that's the important thing, having a good time with all these wonderful people talking behind me. And the late great Basil the Boxer would say,
the word of dog.
He would say that, hey, Mike, what's that jumping on your lap there? Oh, it's a cat. What's that about? Rocky the cat has joined us. If you go to the video, see that at mikesdailypodcast.com. Unless 30 days have gone by, then it's gone. It gets deleted because, hey, I put it on Facebook. All these people now can go live on YouTube. You used to have 1,000 followers. Now they've let anybody go live. So Facebook has always done that, but now YouTube is doing it. I do not want to go live on YouTube. No. I'll go live on Facebook. I'll do that on my little Facebook page with my 100 followers or so, and that's fine with me, and you can see Rocky the Cat if you do that. That'd be great. Let the metaverse, who's buying up all kinds of nuclear power now for their AI, don't even know what their AI is called.
Whoa. Mike's Matthewsman Park.
The front panel will close automatically. Please remain seated at all times.
Roller coaster of information.
Machi.
Yeah, Meta AI. It's just called Meta AI. It doesn't have a cutesy name like Grok or Gemini or Copilot or Alexa? I guess not. So, yes, you've got these YouTubers that do these videos of where they're traveling across the country and they stop at all these places and eat bad food and show the food. And yeah, they never show anything healthy. Ooh, look at this delicious, healthy salad I'm eating with spinach in it. Look at that leaf. Didn't that look amazing? No, they don't care. It's all about the burgers and the cheese oozing out and the fries and everything else that's bad for you. So what's interesting is there's this guy I watch RV or TV. Russ is his name. He's been traveling. He's older. He's probably in his 60s, I think. He travels all over the country in his van. That's an RV, but it's a van. It's one of those big white vans that's kind of narrow that you see all over the Bay Area. They're usually converted into delivery vans that Amazon owns or something. And he eats pretty healthy. Ish. He cooks in the van. He rarely goes out. When he does go out, he does eat bad. I've noticed it's always burgers and fries, burgers and fries, burgers and fries. But he also does, he's got like an instant pot. It's the hot pot. What's it called? The pressure cooker. He's got like a miniature one and he'll cook some things in there and try and be healthy. But he calls McDonald's like McYuckles or McGrocers or McYucks, McDisgustings, something like that. McGrody's. I forget what he calls it. Anyway, Cafe Anyway. The point is, as we go outside of Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth, in the land of Ameritopica, people are traveling and on the road and checking out Route 66 stuff. But what about the Lincoln Highway? The Lincoln Highway goes pretty close to me. Runs right by...
Anyway.
Pod Castro Valley. You see it go through right along 580. It takes you through Hayward and then eventually gets you over to the bridge, gets you over to San Francisco, and it ends there at Land's End and in that general area. And there's a sign. You look for the L's, the big blue L's on a white background, and there's some red. Looks like a patriotic type thing. Lincoln Highway goes all the way to New York. It's amazing. And there's less, everybody goes gaga over Route 66 because of Cars, the movie Cars, and all those associations and the song Route 66.
Mike's out of left field recordings.
Recording everything. Captures actions that will never again be...
Out of left field recording for you, yes. There's no songs about Lincoln Highway, is there? It's all if you get your kicks on Route 66. We have Depeche Mode to thank for that because they did a cover of that later on. And maybe people remember the TV show. But yeah, Wynonna Judd was actually named after the Wynonna in the song. Get your kicks on Route 66. Okay, two other interesting things that have to do with sports, which I know nothing about, but Michael Jordan... He's got the rings, but can he bring the ratings? The greatest hooper of all time will join its National Basketball Association coverage when the network begins airing games as part of an 11-year, $76 billion broadcast deal this fall. $76 billion. Gosh. People like their sports, and ESPN... Their new all-access streaming app.
And now we return you to our regularly scheduled program with Mike Matthews.
Talking about sports for another minute, 60 seconds. And yeah, with the sports, people are gambling. People are gambling way too much these days. Online gambling makes it too easy. Gamblers Anonymous is going to just go, their membership's going to go through the roof. But their new streaming app, ESPN, it'll cost about $30 a month. It includes all of the network's live games, programming on other ESPN cable networks like ESPN2 and the SEC network, ESPN on ABC, fantasy products. That sounds like the betting. Oh, betting tie-ins. Yuck. This is just going all kinds of bad places. Losing money, losing time with your family, losing time out in the great outdoors.
A fine article.
Cool.
You silly, great, fat article.
Article.
And This is a fine article that I got from Rob Black. I produce his podcast. He's heard on AM 1220, KDOW, weekday afternoons at 5. He's on Kron TV Monday through Thursday. The Cat is back in the 9 o'clock hour. There's also involved with the app studio programming, documentaries, and more, whatever that means. Okay. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Look who is here, along with Rocky the Cat.
Hello, McMahon. This is Shelly Schuhart, Gift Shop Supervisor. I'm really excited about this AI, the paint can thing that I've got, McMahon.
Yes, it's a great idea. You know, it looks really expensive, so people wanted a cheaper version and wanted to cut some corners.
The cutting corners, corner.
The cutting corners, corner.
You should not buy your really expensive AI spray can, even though it prevents them from doing graffiti.
That's right, Mike Matthews. I had to put the price in and pass it along to the consumer because of tariffs, and also because it's got AI in it and it stops people from doing graffiti, Mike Matthews.
That's wonderful. Maybe they should start selling spray paint cans that, instead of spray painting having paint inside, it sprays soap and it cleans. It cleans all the dirty walls and the other things they spray. It'd be a fantastic. That's my idea for an invention.
That's a stupid idea, Mike Matthews.
I'm just trying to clean the world, make it a better place, like Michael Jackson was talking about trying to do. For you and for me and the entire human race, why can't we just do a little bit of that and stay away from conspiracy theories? Our beloved president is now saying that the last president, died in 2020 and he was replaced by a clone robot. So you're saying a clone robot would act the way that he did, be all forgetful and everything, and look terrible during the debates? I don't get that theory.
The Fascinating Material Project.
The FM Project.
It is a fascinating conspiracy theory. It is the reason why I do not listen to Adam Curry anymore, because Adam Curry was saying that about a year ago during the campaign, and he had pictures, he claimed, that there was no longer Biden. Biden was somewhere dead or whatever and replaced by some taller Biden, and you could tell. And I was like, wait, what? How much time do you actually have, Adam? I know you're rich. You made money off of podcasting over some lawsuit that involved how you claiming how you started podcasting and all that, and how you were a VJ on MTV, and you probably should have been paid more by MTV, but you weren't, and I don't know what else. Your hair was really long back in the 80s, and you had that great hair metal band hair, and doing all that rockers ball, metal ball, whatever the heck that thing was. And then you were a clown.
Hey, kids, it's me, Do-Re-Mi the Clown.
Like Do-Re-Mi the Clown. So I don't understand the conspiracy theories. And now there's one about how Zelensky, leader of Ukraine, bombed all those planes that belonged to Russia, and saying that one conspiracy theorist, right-wing talk show host on the iHeart radio network, saying something about how he shouldn't have bombed those planes because there is some kind of agreement between the U.S. and Russia that says that those planes should not be bombed, but they should be sitting out there on the tarmac for us to monitor, and then we have ours out on the tarmac so they can monitor it. And Zelensky blew that all up. And then I guess the trucks that were there that were involved, they blew up themselves, kind of like a Mission Impossible thing. Tom Cruise, he's out there again.
Woo!
Mission Impossible. He's in his 60s, and all the movies that he's made have made billions and billions and billions of dollars.
You will travel into the incredible universe.
Incredible universe of Tom Cruise, who's looking more and more like Dennis Quaid to me every day. But that's neither here nor there, or up there or out there. This show is a little out there. Look who else is here.
Hello, Mike. This is Floyd the Floor Man.
and this is John Deere, the engineer. Mike, you've got a cat that's very restless on your lap
there. We love you, Mike.
And people, if they go to the video, they will see that the cat has a very interesting cone on its head. Yeah, instead of a cone on its head, it's actually a cone around its neck. And his neck, actually, it's not a cone. It's a bunch of pillows that kind of look like a flower petal. So he looks like a little flower petal, furry flower petal walking around. It's crazy, but it keeps him keeps him from licking himself. That's the whole plan. But yeah, what a funky looking thing. But we've had to do it because he was licking some sores on his body and they got infected. And the vet said, you got to stop him from licking it. Either put a cone around his neck or get this thing that we found on Amazon. And he's got allergies. We got to give him steroids and all that. So, yeah, the never-ending chore that comes with having a cat. It's a little more involved than you would think. But,
woo!
Hey, cats are great. So the next show, we'll hear from Benita, the scrum fiddle player, and the brewmaster. What do you think about all that? Here's the phone
call
number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening to this one-of-a-kind show.
Ginormous.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.